Welcome to Let's Get Bossy, the podcast for the female entrepreneur who is ready to take charge, disrupt her industry, and build a dream business on her own terms. I'm your host, Megan, and I decided years ago that I was sick of choosing between living and working. I wanted to pursue my business dreams without sacrificing the things that mattered most in life. Whether you've been with us since the beginning or you are just joining the community, know that you are part of something special. This show was created to inspire, uplift, and empower women through the highs and lows of life and business, through being vulnerable, transparent, and by doing things differently. If you're a high achiever determined to create a business that aligns with your life's purpose, then you're in the right place. Each week, we'll dive into the nitty-gritty of entrepreneurship, behind-the-scenes moments, share practical strategies, inspiring stories, and expert insights to help you level up your business while honoring your life. Whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned pro, Let's Get Bossy is your new go-to resource for all things business, mindset, and lifestyle. Get ready to get super comfy with your inner boss, simplify your strategies, and build a life-proof business set up for whatever life throws your way. Grab your favorite notebook, pour yourself a cup of ambition or coffee, that works too, and let's dive in because building a business doesn't have to be so hard. You ready? Let's get bossy. Welcome back to Let's Get Bossy. Today is a very special day on the podcast because I want to talk about community. Community is one of the things in my life and my business that I can pinpoint back to having the biggest impact on my success, not only as a professional, but as a human. And I have a lot to say about this. And so I want to get into it today. Next week, we're going to do a two-parter here and probably the week after that, because this is a big topic. And I am a strong believer that every single person listening to this podcast, running a business, needs to be part of community and also cultivate a community for their own business and brand. So before we get into it, here's the definition of community. Community is more than just a group of people living in the same area. It's a supportive and interconnected network of individuals who share common interests, goals, or values. In a community, members come together to collaborate, inspire, and empower each other, fostering a sense of belonging and collective growth. For us women entrepreneurs, a community is magic. It's the secret sauce, and it's where we find mentors and make business besties and grow together on this wild entrepreneurial ride. It's a space where we can share experiences, exchange ideas, and celebrate each other's successes, especially when we have a hard time celebrating ourselves, which many of us do, right? So if you're listening to this episode on the day that it came out, Thursday, May 9th, we are gearing up to celebrate our 1-year anniversary of the Olympia Boss Society, which is why this is such a special topic today, because this month marks 1 year of creating such a wild adventure of a community that I had no idea was going to unfold the way that it did. And I am so, so proud and so thankful. So for those of you who don't know what Olympia Boss Society is, it is a community, of course, that I created here in Olympia, Washington, with the help of a couple of my favorite people to create a space for women to come together without the pressure that comes along with typical networking, without the intimidation or the awkwardness or all the icky feelings that I refer to as the ick, right? We call it networking without the ick. I just wanted to have a safe space for women to come together. And so we meet once a month and our events are 2 hours long. And the first part of the event, there is some kind of education, some kind of tangible value that you can walk away with to help you grow your business. And then the second part of the evening is networking. And this is where We have one massive thing in common, being the thing we just learned about together to break the ice. And it's just super casual. We can just hang out and talk to each other and continue the conversation from the education, just get to know each other and build real deep connections. Every single one of our event is also fueled by community. We invite local businesses to come in and collaborate with us to showcase their businesses and what they have to offer as sponsors for each of our events. So the stage is just as much on every single woman in that room as it is on the Olympia Boss Society. And I dreamed of a space like this my whole life. I have always been the type of person who loathes networking. It scared me. It's hard. It was hard for me. I'm kind of introverted and awkward, and I really had a hard time like talking to people one-on-one. And so I wanted to create a space where this felt a heck of a lot more comfortable. That is why I started Olympia Boss Society, to be that space. Not realizing how, well, I guess I kind of did, but I'm not really realizing how many other people were looking for that same kind of space. I wanted a space where women knew that they could come together, they could meet like-minded women, they could learn from women who have done things themselves, and they could really build friendships outside of even just the business setting. And so when we started this community, we started with monthly events, these monthly 2-hour long events, and that turned into monthly events plus quarterly half-day workshops, plus a membership that we launched in November with nearly 30 amazing, incredible powerhouse women, a whole merch line, and just so much more than I could have ever dreamed. And so, as I knew deep down in my heart that this was something that was needed, I'm so happy that I jumped in and went for it and created this community. We have over 1,000 women inside of our community who are stepping outside of their comfort zone, who are supporting one another, truly supporting one another, and who are just living and breathing the power of community. Now, our official anniversary or birthday of Olympia Boss Society, our first event was on May 25th, 2023, but we had been working behind the scenes for quite some time to actually execute this event. And we had no idea what was going to happen at our first event. We had no idea if anybody would show up when we opened up ticket sales. We really, to be totally blunt, we didn't know what we were doing. And so I just wanted to highlight some of the incredible moments that we had in this past year, because my mind is blown every day that this is what I get to do. And so our very first event was late May of last year. And I had the vision for this event and I had the vision for this community, but of course, I could not do this by myself. And so I brought in two of my business besties. I brought in my friend Sophie, who I had actually met at a networking event that I had tried, we'll get into that later, that I had tried to do a couple years before, I want to say, but she was the only person who showed up and we really hit it off and we kind of stayed in touch. And then my other friend from high school, Ashley, and I brought them both in when I talked about this vision for Olympia Boss Society, because I knew that they were also community-minded women who were super well connected and had the same vision of community as I did. And so I had this vision for this whole space and especially this first event, and I wanted to talk to people about content creation. So we set up behind the scenes. I created all of these SOPs to execute this thing and marketing. I mean, I just like dove in and went wild with it. And I decided that I was going to speak at this event. And for some reason, looking back, that was crazy. Like, was I okay? Because I had actually never spoke in person to a group of people. I had done countless trainings over Zoom, both live and pre-recorded. I had spent a lot of time teaching, on audio platforms, but I had never in my life stood up in front of a room and taught. I did that and it went amazing. And since then, I have spoke in person at least 10 plus more times to even larger groups of women. And it just really, it unlocked this new passion of mine to get in front of a room and speak and give value and educate. And it just, oh my gosh, it was amazing. And the fact that I got to do my very first speaking engagement at our very first Olympia Boss Society event is something that just blows my mind every day. And I'm so proud of thinking back over the past year and some of these incredible moments is the amount of people at our events who have come up to me and said, you know what? I almost didn't come tonight. I was really afraid of getting in a room of a bunch of people I didn't know. And I'm actually really introverted and I really don't like networking. And I really thought about not coming. And I am so glad that I did. I can't even count the amount of times that this has happened. And every single time this happens, my heart is just so full because it just affirms that feeling that I had that inspired creating this whole space actually was something that other people were feeling. And it's something that this space is helping with. To know that somebody who may not have come into the space is now leaving with a completely different perspective on what it means to network and connect and to get into a room like this. It just humbles me. I am so thankful that we could create a space that provides this for women. Another huge thing to celebrate over this past year is the amount of collaborations and relationships that have been built because of this space out in the real world. There is nothing like seeing women who would not have otherwise known each other doing things together out in the real world, to be supporting each other, to be working together, to be sharing each other's stuff on social media. I mean, even things like that seemingly small for the women that they would have never otherwise met. There have been amazing collaborations and so much success coming out of this space that just makes me so proud. And this is all in a year. It's only been a year. Everybody can talk about how powerful community is, but I want to give you tangible examples of how this is changing lives, how community can literally change your life. And I truly believe that every single person, and I've already said this, but every single person who owns a business also has a duty to cultivate community within their audience and within their brand. And so I'm going to get into the story of how we built Olympia Boss Society because it actually, looking back on it, it flowed very naturally for me and us, but it actually was not that hard. And I truly believe that each and every one of you can build your own community within your brand in a way that feels really aligned to you. Because I think that this came so naturally and so easily because it was so 100% aligned with who I am and the mission that I have for my business. So before we get into how we did this, I want to give you just even a little bit more backstory on why community has been so important to me. So my whole life, I have craved community. But I just never felt like I fit in. I never felt like I truly found it. I'm awkward. I'm very awkward and I own it. I've always been introverted, but surprising to people to hear that I'm introverted because I can put on an extroverted front. I've always been, you know, a little too ambitious for people who didn't think like me. Again, I'm a manifesting generator, so I'm constantly like, idea, execute. And a lot of people don't understand that. And I always am thinking of new ways to do things. And it's hard to be in your head when you aren't surrounding yourself with people who also think that way, or at least understand that kind of drive that comes along with being an entrepreneur. I was always searching for some kind of community, and it just never felt right. I always just felt alone on this island. And again, with entrepreneurship, of course, like it's one of the most lonely things that you can do. And I had been part of several communities throughout my career, but ultimately, I always ended up being the person who started to create a community because Olympia Boss Society is not the first community that I've ever created. The very first community that I've ever built was back in high school, and we called it Not Another Teen Summer Party. And what this was, it was basically a space for teenagers to come together and hang out. And the big thing was, we are hanging out and we're different because we're not drinking or doing drugs or doing anything we're not supposed to be doing. Like, we are just a group of teens hanging out at this organized event. And we hired bands to come in and play music, and we set the vibes, and we had people coming in and supporting and sponsoring our event and helping us create these events that were specifically for teenagers who needed a sense of community where they were staying out of trouble. And as I was thinking about, what we've built with Olympia Boss Society and the drive I've had behind community, this was one of the things that I did, like, way back when I was a teenager. And Kate, if you're listening to this, shout out, because you and I created some pretty amazing things through this Not Another Teen Summer Party. And I really learned so much through that space, and I've brought it into what I'm doing now in my business. I also started managing corporate salons at a very young age. So, a little backstory for those of you who don't know, I used to be a cosmetologist. I started out at a Supercuts and I worked my way up. And at the age of 21, I was managing a Supercuts salon. And then I moved to the JCPenney salon. And at 25, I was managing an even larger corporate salon there at JCPenney. And I really learned what it meant to find community within a workspace, because I was so young, and a lot of my people that I was managing were actually older than me. And it was very important to me that I built a very comfortable, welcoming, and just kind of relaxing space within my staff so that I could be well respected and taken seriously without threatening, I'm your boss, do what I say kind of vibes. And it quickly came so naturally to me that I needed to build a community, a culture here, so that I could be taken seriously and also be comfortable to do my job. Then moving into the next piece of my career, where I started doing real estate, and I went on to run my own salon business, and then I hung up my shears, as I like to say, and I moved into the real estate world. And I really did not like the culture in a lot of the real estate industry. And so I worked hard to create a community that I called Keeping It Real Estate, so that I could show people the real side of what it looked like to be a real estate agent and how you could work towards your dreams of buying and selling while feeling less intimidated. Really, I really tried to build this new kind of sense of community. And that brings me to 2018, when I created the community that literally changed everything for me, for my life, for my business, and brought me to where we are now, which was the Boss Ladies and Babies community. That's right, the podcast that started it all 6 years ago, most influential community I had ever built that changed everything for me. And this was a space that I needed for myself, really, as I was transitioning into motherhood and becoming this new version of myself and feeling so lonely as an entrepreneur and even more lonely as a new mom, and just really figuring out what my life looked like now that I was both working and had a baby, and I didn't want to choose. And I knew that I wasn't alone in that sentiment. And I knew that there were women out there who were feeling the same way and looking for support. And I knew deep down that I could show up and be vulnerable and talk about my experience and create a community for other women to do the same. And so when I created Boss Ladies and Babies, the podcast, the community, all of it, back in 2018, if I knew what would have happened, oh my gosh, I would have done it so much sooner. But as you can see from the story I'm telling you, every little step along the way and every community that I had built unintentionally, even throughout my life and my career, brought me to this space. And I am so happy, and I'm so proud. And since then, this podcast has been so much more than just a podcast. It's really been a community of people to come together and feel heard and to support one another. And it also came along with my very first digital community, which was the Boss Ladies and Babies headquarters membership. And oh my gosh, the bonds and the relationships and the amount of things that even I've learned from that space and the so that is kind of how I figured out that creating community is sort of my jam. It's kind of my thing. I feel like I'm pretty good at it. And it comes from a really raw and vulnerable place because most every community I've created has been because I saw a need for myself that I wanted to kind of explore and see if I could not only find people that connected with what I was needing, but also provide value to those people and take in value from those people, because that's what community is really about. It's a give and take. It's just not one person showing up and knowing everything, right? It's truly about giving and taking from each other. And so all of that led me to be in the space and grow the credibility to be able to create Olympia Boss Society. So I wanted to break down just in a few like digestible bite-sized steps how Olympia Boss Society actually came to be, because I am really dang proud of this space, and it is something that, again, every single one of you can do in one way or another. Now, am I saying you need to go out and create an in-person community in your town right now? Not necessarily, but if you see an opportunity, then yes, you definitely should. But also, you can take these kinds of steps to create any kind of community, because community really is the culture, right? It's the vibes, it's the support, it's the value that is circulating within your space and your audience. With Olympia Boss Society, I started putting myself out there prior to with my friend Sophie going to a couple different networking events. And again, I mentioned how much I did not like networking, but I thought, you know what? I have a friend now. I have a friend, and we're going to go and we're going to network together. And, you know, I needed that kind of support to not go to these spaces by myself. And when we were at these events, I was like, this is really cool. Like, I feel like I wish we had something like this where we live, because we were driving to Seattle and Tacoma. And people at these events were also like, oh man, I'm from Olympia and I drove all the way out here, and I wish we had something like this in Olympia. And I got to thinking, like, why can't we have something like this in Olympia? And why can't we be the people to create it? And so it was kind of it felt surface level, like a split decision. But as you can hear from this whole backstory, deep down, something that I had been unintentionally working towards throughout my whole life. And so when I realized we can be the people to start this community, let's do it, it just fell into place so quickly. So basically, we saw a need in the area. People were craving connection more than they ever had coming off of COVID, and just really wanting to be around people. Like, we just want that human interaction, you know, really just kind of seeing, trying, trial and error. Putting things out there, seeing if they work, putting something else out there, seeing if that works, pivoting, paying attention to the results, and trying to fill that need that you're seeing in your area or in your audience is really going to first step. The second step was to bring in amazing women who shared values that I had for the space and that were well connected, which this is where Ashley and Sophie come in, because I knew them both and trusted them both, and I also knew what kind of integrity they had, what, you know, how they felt about community, what connection really meant to them. And they were the kind of people that I wanted to come into the space as well. And so with their support and me sharing this vision and my ideas and just the brainstorming and the, oh my gosh, it's just like magic that happens when you are surrounded with just highly motivated, ambitious women with so many good ideas. And it just happened so quickly because we brought in the right people. And then step three was actually meeting the right people, because we have met some of the most incredible people along this way. One of them being Brittany, who owns Studio Hanson, where we host all of our events. It was the day we had decided we're doing this event, we're launching Olympia Boss Society, we need a venue. And I just put it out on Instagram, the new Instagram we created for Olympia Boss Society. And I said, no, we're looking for a space to hold this event. If anybody knows anybody, let me know. And that same day, Britney had signed the lease for her space, which is now the known and loved Studio Hanson. And she reached out and said, she said, "I just got this space. Let's collaborate." And I'm telling you, if we had not met the right person, Britney, the right people along the way, we would not be where we are with Olympia Boss Society today. And so, really thinking as you're growing your own community, thinking about who you know, who do you know, and how can you support each other? How can you work together? How can you give and take from each other to build something great? And then collaborating, right? Just thinking about the different people that you can collaborate with along the way and how you can give them the spotlight and they can give you the spotlight and you can collectively provide value to an audience. Collaborations literally fuel Olympia Boss Society, and they are the most precious and beautiful thing. And then lastly, we really, really went hard on providing value and creating vibes. We want Olympia Boss Society to be something that you don't just come to and leave with a, you know, a new connection, which of course there's huge value in that, but also you're taking away tangible things that will help you grow your business, and you're leaving with more than you came in with. And the vibes to be able to open yourself up to these connections and to open up your mind to these, you know, tips and tricks and education, and to be able to just enjoy yourself and let your guard down and really make the most of these things, you have to curate those. And so we really paid attention to what our values were for Olympia Boss Society and what kind of vibes we wanted to curate. And then we ran with it. When you lay it down in a few steps like that, it seems pretty dang simple, right? It has to be the right place, the right time, the right mission, and fueled by so much passion and collaboration, and it will truly come together. I could have never done this by myself. This is the most incredible space. I can't believe it's been a year that we have been running Olympia Boss Society. I am so, so thankful for each and every woman who is part, has been part, will be part of this community, because it is beautiful and it's special and it's magic. And I'm so thankful every single day to have this space. You want to think of community as a powerhouse network where relationships are everything, because together we are literally unstoppable. So thank you for listening today as I shared my journey through community and why it's so important and special to me. And next week, we are going to get into some tips on how to start building your own community. So start thinking about what community means to you, and then catch us next week to take a deep dive into exactly how to get started. Until next time. Welcome to Let's Get Bossy, the podcast for female entrepreneurs who are ready to take charge, disrupt their industries, and build their businesses on their own terms. I'm your host, Megan Gillespie, and I decided years ago that I was so sick of choosing between living and working. I wanted to pursue my business dreams without sacrificing the things that mattered most in my life. Now, you might have known this show as Boss Ladies and Babies, but as we evolve and grow, our name has changed. However, our commitment to empowering women while keeping it real remains stronger than ever. So whether you've been with us since the beginning or you're just joining our community, know that you're part of something special. This show was created to inspire, uplift, and empower women through the highs and lows of life and business, through being vulnerable, transparent, and by doing things differently. Are you a high achiever driven by ambition and determined to create a business that aligns with your life's purpose? Then you're in the right place. Each week, we'll dive into the nitty-gritty of entrepreneurship, behind-the-scenes moments, share practical strategies, inspiring stories, and expert insights to help you level up your business while honoring your life. Whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned pro, Let's Get Bossy is your go-to resource for all things business, mindset, and lifestyle. Get ready to get super comfy with your inner boss, simplify your strategies, and build a life-proof business set up for whatever life throws your way. So grab your favorite notebook, pour yourself a cup of ambition or coffee, that works too, and let's dive in, because building a business doesn't have to be so hard. So, you ready? Let's get bossy.